You know it's Wednesday, so we're going to continue with our open line this afternoon. So the numbers to call are 449-3095, 449-3096, 449-3097. I want to remind you again of a serious message we heard last week from the opposition leader. I want to take a call and then we'll come back to that. Hello, talk to me, yeah?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, Ed Regis is dead. We understood that I'm hearing in a question if that is true.
If what is true?
The day he collapsed in the, at how you call that place, at Cabinet.
At Cabinet, yeah.
Was he pressured? Was he told to shut up and sit down? And after that happened, his pressure went up? I'm asking that question. Can you, as a journalist, investigate and ask questions about that? Because that thing was going wrong. Something triggered that pressure that went up, Matt.
Well, I'm hearing it just like you, but who within the cabinet do you think will substantiate what you're saying now?
Amen to that, and all of them hypocrites walking by their side, their conscience that they won't say in them, and they crying to see, but we cannot say nothing, because there you lie down, wicked soul, all your brothers, all your sisters, all your children, come out and talk, say something.
Well, you might want him to say something, maybe nothing happened too, huh? A lot of speculation at this time, unless we can confirm from somebody within the cabinet, a fly on the wall. It's 1:08. I want to play a very serious message again. We've heard it before, but in this free up line, I want to share a serious message there from the opposition leader.
With this pandemic and the difficulties it has caused around the world, and we know that the difficulties have been severe, vaccines have been developed in defense against this COVID-19 virus. We have been encouraging the people of Dominica to get vaccinated and to follow the protocols. After all, this is a public health crisis that we're dealing with, not a political controversy. It's a public health crisis, and it requires us, the members of the public, to be responsible and play our part. And that's what I want to encourage us, the people of Dominica, to do tonight. Just to give you an idea of what's happening with vaccinations around the world, because sometimes when you listen to our conversations, it almost sounds as though Dominica was targeted specially with this vaccines for some kind of effect or the other on the people of Dominica. Well, all around the world, as of today, 2.8 billion people are fully vaccinated. 2.8 billion. 2,800 million people around the world are fully vaccinated. That is 35.9% of the world population. In China, the most populous country on earth, 1.4 billion people, over a billion people are fully vaccinated. 1.05 billion people are fully vaccinated in China. That is about 70% of the Chinese population. Another country of interest to us, the United States of America, 188 million people are fully vaccinated. That is 57% of America's population. And in Dominica, 21,960 people are fully vaccinated as of the 12th of October, which gives us a percentage of 30.5% of the population. I give you some other percentages of note around the world to tell you that this vaccination thing is not just about us in Dominica. The vaccination story around the world tells us what's happening in terms of how people are responding to the threat that this virus poses and to the dislocations and the difficulties that the virus has caused since the pandemic emerged in the early part of last year. In the United Arab Emirates, 85% of the people there are fully vaccinated. Spain, 79%. Uruguay, 75%. Chile, 74%. France, 67%. The United Kingdom, 66%. Israel, 65%. Germany, 65%. Hungary, 59%. Turkey, 55%. I give you these numbers to tell you how people are responding to this tool called vaccinations that medical science has offered as a workable intervention in this pandemic. So that we in Dominica now must ask ourselves, what is going to be our response? Because the way it looks right now, all of the people who had decided right off the bat that they were going to take the vaccinations, in the first 5 months or so, they have done that. And right now, you're looking at a decline in the numbers of people coming forward to be vaccinated. What does it look like? Vaccinations have been available here since mid-February 2021. And between mid-February and mid-July, period of about 5 months, you had 19,433 people who got fully vaccinated. So that is a rate of about 3,887 persons were being vaccinated every month for the first 5 months of vaccine availability in Dominica. And then in the last 3 months, mid-July to mid-October, only 2,632 persons have been vaccinated thereabout, which means 877 persons per month for the last 3 months compared to 3,887 per month for the first 5 months. So you're beginning to see the effects of vaccine hesitancy setting in. You're beginning to see the effects of the mistrust of modern medical science that has been with us. COVID didn't bring it. COVID probably amplified it, where you have this mistrust of what modern medicine has to offer in terms of interventions in healthcare situations. But for as long as I've known myself, we have always turned to medication of one sort prescribed by the doctor for the ailments that we have. So we have taken injections, we have taken pills, we have taken various things that the doctors have recommended. The doctors are recommending the tools, the gifts of medical science that have been developed over the years through their research disciplines around the world. And what we have right now is no different. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm only a citizen of Dominica at this moment with the responsibility of leadership for political party and the responsibility for leadership of the parliamentary opposition. All my life, I have trusted medical science for the cures or the remedies that I have needed for whatever ailments have come my way. And I put the vaccinations that have emerged in response to this COVID-19 crisis as another gift of medical science. And so I am vaccinated. My family is vaccinated. The friends around me that feel they want my advice and would like to be guided by my advice are vaccinated as well. And I extend that advice to all the people of Dominica.
115. Again, it's an open line. I just thought it necessary to repeat the serious message from the Honorable Lennox Linton. Earlier, we heard from Dr. Natasha Maxim Esprit. Let's go to the telephone again. It's an open line. Hello, talk to me.
Mm-hmm. You like trouble, boy, Mac.
Why like trouble?
Boy, Mac.
What's the trouble
about? I thought the opposition leader speech finished, right, Mac?
No, we have to keep reminding the public.
All right. Would you be kind enough and balanced enough to bring anybody with a counter narrative, Mac?
Yeah, I will in the future. We're organizing that. We are organizing.
All right, Mac, let me say something.
Uh-huh.
I'm a person who speaks my thoughts, my soul. So I spoke a few weeks ago and said certain things about leadership, and I am the enemy number one in Dominica.
You are? Okay.
Yeah, man. By Mad Boy, Mepui Boy, Mepui.
Okay.
They're not publicly, yeah, man. They say when they sending it on my phone. And so, Matt, I would want to almost bypass what was said by Mr. Linton. But to me, it's a bit annoying what I heard from Mr. Linton. And it's the same thing people are telling me. You're not a medical doctor. Mr. Linton said he's not a medical doctor. But it delves into the statistics, and if people want his advice, and he and his family took it. And Matt, you see me, Matt? Let me just say, you see me. But Matt, let me say something in closing.
Uh-huh.
Are you there with me, my brother?
I'm following you.
I listened to Roosevelt Skerritt, Matt.
Uh-huh.
I can just imagine his body language in Granby. You know, Ed was somebody with no small ideas. Did you hear that, Matt?
Yes, I heard that.
Can you tell me how much big ideas that has been established in Granby, Matt? I don't think, why is his name? Our other beloved brother, I'd love him after Ruthie, Pierre Charles. Did he have small ideas, Matt?
He had small
ideas. Matt, what big that has been erected or set up in Granby? Because if Ed and Pierre Charles had no small ideas, where the big ideas gone, Matt? So when people come in, my brethren, and even gloating over the dead, I pray that the judgment is soon, Matt, because you cannot have your cake and eat it every time. One day you must miss it. And with all that is going on in the world, Matt, I was talking. We hear about the Panama Papers, now we're hearing about that attack by, where it was again?
Benghazi? Is that one?
Benghazi. I read it on the thing there. And Skerritt just keep walking and Dominicans keep sucking salt, Matt. Young people keep killing each other. Watching young guys breaking their legs in several places, dying on motorcycles, riding without helmets. They have to sell drugs. They have to do what they have to do. I'm not criticizing young people, Matt. But look at how these people are riding high, Matt. They're buying properties all over Roseau, Matt. These are the people that are buying properties over Roseau. Ministers of government, passport wheelers and dealers and foreigners, Matt. And Dominicans are there wallowing in their poverty, Matt. And wondering, you know, in their hopelessness, Matt. And these people are trying to give you a false sense of security and prosperity. But their reality does not apply to you and me, Matt. So really and truly, Dominicans have to come to the realization something drastic, Matt, drastic needs to be done to bring about change because there is no electoral reform. We're talking about vaccines. I don't even hear about Dennis Byron. And I think it's maybe Byron they bring in as an immunologist to choke us with vaccines, Matt. Have a blessed day.
All right, it's 1:20. 1:20 is the afternoon time. As we continue with the talk on the block for the afternoon, it's an open line. Hello, yes. Hello?
I didn't finish my discussion. You just had to leave me on the air, on the line there hanging on while the music playing in my ears, Matt.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask another question. Matt, do you know how many people that went up to Dubai, Matt?
No, maybe 12, 15, around that.
12, 15? The ministers, the journalists, the dancers, 12, 15?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was told of a delegation about 15, and it included the prime minister, minister for trade, the foreign minister, that's three, and the rest, including cultural dancers and everything.
But when I look, I see they had about maybe around 12 or so, 15 people in the cultural dancing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus the ministers. But who paying for that? The people that invited them up to Dubai that paying for that? Oh,
well, you'll have to ask that to the Prime Minister. But I'm not sure, and I'll ask somebody close to the government who paid that trip to Dubai. I'll ask.
Well, we need to know how much that trip costs and what is the benefit from that trip to Dominica. What are we going to benefit from that, Matt? We would really like to know, because Kerry told us that he was going up to Dubai to, like, encourage sales. Encourage the sales of passports. Next thing you hear, Kerry to end up in another part of the world. Kerry didn't tell us that. And now we're here in Matt, the same plane that came down here to get Chuck. What was the man's name?
Choksi?
Choksi was on that same plane he fly to go to where he was going there. Matt, we're hearing so many.
You're hearing, you're not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know where a plane would leave. I don't know. I'm blue, but I've not heard what you've heard. No.
Matt, that's what I tell you. We're hearing, Matt. Matt, you haven't read it yet, Matt. Not seen it, Matt.
Is the same plane?
Yeah.
Is the same plane?
Matt, that is what we're hearing.
Okay, blue. I'm not gonna debate that, but I just find that strange. 122. That same plane would come for what? The delegation to be flown to Dubai? I don't know. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hi, Matt Pelty. How are you?
How you doing, my brother? How are you doing? How are you doing?
my best.
Yes, hello.
As safe as possible.
Uh-huh.
Matt, based on the statement that you have played of the Honorable Anna Clinton.
Yes.
I really want to commend the Honorable Anna Clinton.
You want to commend him, huh?
Yeah. Because I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me.
You see, I have realized over the time that Mr. Linden has been in the Parliament of Dominica, the government has several problems with Mr. Linden. But I'm just going to highlight two of the problems that they have. The first one is language. I can say that without any apology, that there is nobody on the government side, including the man who sits in the seat of Prime Minister, that can articulate and present the English language like Mr. Linton. We cannot dispute that. The second thing is numbers. Mr. Linton is very good on numbers, because we have seen over the period of time that he has been in the parliament, when he takes the very numbers that the government system has produced and delivers it in the Parliament of Dominica, there's nobody in the parliament, including the man that is in the seat of Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, cannot dispute it. Because Mr. Linton is on point. So they have a problem with these people. But we come in now with a statement that Mr. Linton made.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say to my friend Blessings, there are times we need to sit back and listen. Okay? Mr. Linton made it very clear that he's not a medical practitioner, he's not a doctor. But the numbers that Mr. Linton, again, going back to numbers, that he used is numbers that is available. So he was just saying to us here in Dominica, look at the world, what is happening out there, the percentage of persons who have taken the vaccination, as a result, the normalcy that has returned in these countries and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say something to Dominicans that happened to me last night. A gentleman came to my business last night, and he said to me, Mr. Wayne James, I'm going to take my vaccine. You spoke to me about that before. But I told you I'm not interested in the vaccine. But after listening to Mr. Leonard Clinton, and when Mr. Leonard Clinton broke down, in terms of the figures again, numbers, the time that it would take for us to get back to normalcy if we continue on the rate that we are now operating under in terms of persons getting vaccinated, it's going to take us over 2 years to get back to normalcy. If we return to the initial phase in relation to the number of persons who were taking the vaccination, it would take us between 6 and 7 months. He said to me, Mr. James, I'm not going to be responsible for holding back myself because I want Dominica to get back to normalcy.
Very instructive.
And that is why I really want to commend the Honorable Enoch Clinton, because I have listened to senior ministers in government, even the man who sits in the seat of prime minister, and the utterances that comes from these guys' mouths, my brother, it is not encouraging to anybody who has difficulties, which is somebody's own decision to make in terms of the vaccine. You can't be bashing individuals. I mean, even coming from the man who sits in the seat of prime minister, when we had the life of the first person in Dominica, a person who everybody loves so much and so on, and this gentleman had the audacity to be on a radio station talking about people rejoicing that the young lady had died. How can you then encourage people to take that vaccine? So, Mr. Linton, hats off to you. Take a bow, because you know what? I am of this feeling deep within me that based on that statement and people analyzing that they want, because all of us, I want normalcy. Matt, I'm sure you want normalcy back.
Of course.
All right? And if it would take us 6 months to get back to normal, vis-a-vis 2.5 years, I'm sure that every Dominican is going to fall in line, get vaccinated, and ensure that this country gets back to normalcy. So once again, Mr. Linton, take a bow, and God continue to bless and guide you and your family. Thank you very much.
All right, somebody said I should play this voice note there from a DJ, imagine, from overseas.
Want anybody to go through it. I don't argue with anti-vaxxers, so let me just put that out there. I don't debate that. I have no time for beat up my good chest and my good lungs for no anti-vaxxer. Let me just say that. Let me just put that out there right now. You understand? Because as I'm telling you, enough people got Obeyman for tie the people them son, bring down the people them business, and when the Obeyman gave them something for drink, and the vial for drink and the portion for drink, you never ask him which what in it. You never ask him if he graduated from the Obey College or the Obey High School or the Obey Basic School. When you go for tie the people them son and mash up the people them daughter and tie the people them business, mash up people them business and turn down the people them pit in a school, when him a bar to you, you never ask him when at the bar to yet. Ever. We eat a different restaurant every day. I want to inspect round there. We don't know if they are cooking a toilet bowl, pot, plate, pan, or nothing. You go, you buy the food. Somehow with the lifestyle where I live, our kid will faster than the vaccine. If that's what I pray. Because the man where you're there with a beat in your neck, you want blood clot, I going to take you before the vaccine shovel you. The worthless man where you're there with a stress and give you a mental problem, physical problem, psychological problem, that more deleterious to your health than the vaccine. Yeah, you know, I've talked the real things. Hey, as I tell you, my tongue was resting. It's live back now. So none of the things I want to worry about and the vaccine, we have more urgent things to worry about. The worthlessness will spread out in your life like shit. Worry about that will kill you faster than the vaccine, that will slow you down. And that me I talk about. The man where you're dead with, where have three baby mother with you, where cheater have unprotected sex out the road every minute, him more for killer than the vaccine. He's a walking dead. You know, when the time him exposed to AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, and that me attack both. The casual sex where you have up and down with this man, that man, because everybody want the sugar baby, and everybody want money and bleach and tattoo from neck to ankle, and the man they want to have, and the client they want to have. Yes, and the nana and the cha-cha and the nibble skibble that are killing faster than the vaccine. When you meet the man for the first time and dream drive one Ranger, one X5, I want vehicle, and you cock up to run a back and you go around this so run a fall cub, and then with the man in a one night and you don't even know the man's real name, that are killing faster than the vaccine. So there are certain things. When I see this hypocrisy and people telling me, oh, my, the vaccine, but they say, what? Excuse me, point of information. But the lifestyle where you live is more deleterious.
Just a little humor there. A Jamaican DJ. Let's go and listen there to a statement made last night by the Prime Minister as he paid tribute in a special ceremony at a special ceremony held in Granby in honor of the late Ed Regis, who will be buried in about 30 minutes time, or the service will commence in about 30 minutes time.
Make home a happy place with furniture from Estefan's and Company Limited. Furniture for every room, beds, closets, wardrobes, side tables, even bathroom and toilet accents and accessories. Work or study from home with a brand new computer desk and chair. Relax with living room furniture, TV stands, center tables, indoor and outdoor chairs. Any piece of custom furniture you need is also available at J. Estefan's and Company Limited's Furniture Factory. Call today, 255-2791 or 255-2793 and make your house a home. Estefan's, right place, right price.
A vision you had for Burnaby, it's important that we continue this, you know, and pursue them. You know, he was very concerned about the landless people in Bordeaux and so forth, and we need to go ahead and acquire this estate and assign the lands to the people up there and the housing and the economic transformation, the projects he had for the economic transformation of Granby. Ed never had small ideas. It was always very huge ideas, ideas that he believed could transform the way of life for the people. As the party leader, I will certainly miss his presence and his contribution to the party. And for such a young person who made such a huge impact on society, we're speaking about Ed as if I was 100 years old. And he's just 50. And it tells you that age sometimes means nothing. It's about somebody's contribution. And Ed made a huge contribution to Dominica and to the region. And the party owes him a debt of gratitude, and we're committed to ensuring that his legacy lives on.
And another time, he told me something that made me sad. He said, "Mommy, you know something? I have sacrificed my life. I have given up my life, as though I have no life at all. You know, I made a sacrifice with my life, and I just felt it in my heart." I said to him, "I am a sacrifice too, because I'm your mom." So it's not a matter of a name when we have a job. It's a matter of working with our heart and soul, knowing that we work not for ourselves to be seen or to be known, but we work for the glory of God. And that is what Ed did. That is why he could recognize the sacrifice. And when he repeated the word, I felt it too, that my child was a sacrifice. It is not easy, but he was a very nice person to meet. And I thank God for that kind of personality that he gave to Ed. Did he use his talent? I think he did. And he overused it too. He overused it not for himself, but for many others. So many went to study to be higher, and he didn't care. All he said was, "I am so glad that he has succeeded."
Dominica Social Security announces amnesty on late fees in respect of past due contributions. Calling on all employers who owe Social Security contributions on behalf of their employees. The Dominica Social Security is granting an amnesty on the 10% late fees payable to all employers who pay towards their debt during the period October to December 2021. Employers concerned are encouraged to take advantage of the opportunity to make good on their payments without the added charge of the 10% late fee penalty.
All right, Dominica, somebody saying, "Matt, welcome back. And the advice of the leader of the opposition, though very late, wish he would have spoken in February." I know, and I could, you know, I'll go back to that tape. I know Mr. Lennox Linton, a long time ago, said the same thing that he's saying. Maybe a little more emphasis now, but he did speak to taking the vaccine many months ago. 449-309-596. So it's not the first time that Mr. Linton is speaking to vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
some people have some memoir pool. I know Mr. Linton right there sat down and encouraged persons to be vaccinated. To be hearing it for the first time, you're bad, huh? Maybe if you insist, I'll go back in the archives and play it just for your sake, okay? Hello, talk to me, 136. Yeah?
Matt, as much as I against vaccines, Matt, that one particularly, Matt, on countless occasions.
What vaccine particularly?
No, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
On UWP program, I no longer call, but I listen.
Right.
And that man has advocated on several occasions, Matt, for people to take the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not memory pool. That means foul memory. It's selective memory.
All right.
People just like to discriminate against, you know, people who they don't like. And my brethren, Wayne, no, listen to me. Matt, have you heard me sing Mr. Linton praises for years, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
And defended Mr. Linton, Matt, I'm asking you.
Yes, you have.
So is that nothing personal? I'm just saying, if it was me, Matt, and I can't question the man, his intelligence, his articulation and his figures, I can't question Mr. Linton. But you see, me with vaccines, Matt, now I'm telling you that so-called COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear Mr. Linton delve so deep, Matt, I give him about half an hour or 20-something minutes, then I just turn off the radio and I go and lie down. You there with me, Matt?
All right, because you didn't want to listen.
I hit the messenger.
Okay.
I just had my own reservations. I say, it's an open line. I need electoral reform. Mr. Linton, you come in there trying to convince me to take that experimentational drug. That was just me, Matt. And I'm saying, more glory to the brother. I give him praise for what he do good for my eyesight. And what I figure out he's not doing good. I am a free being that can just come out and say, that is not good. Thank you.
All right, blessings. Thank you very much. 138. As somebody's saying, there's a big difference between mentioning and emphasizing. I can tell you, on the talk on the block, I was not in Dominica for a few months now. But before I left, I know that Mr. Linton has spoken about vaccines. So this excuse that you're now using about there's a difference between mentioning and emphasizing, he did emphasize that you take the vaccine, okay? All right, tell 138, the selective memories that you want to have, it's not fair. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Yes, Matt. Good afternoon. How are you doing?
How are you? Yes.
I'm pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I heard the Honorable Clinton talk about this vaccine thing. I heard him spoke before about this, and I was very impressed that he said that he had taken the vaccine, and he's not going to encourage anybody to take it or don't take it. It's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
That is what he said originally. And I applaud him for that. But when I hear him, you know, promoting that thing, it sounds like he's a drug pusher for scare it and massive.
Why would you say something like that?
That's the way.
Why would you say something like that?
Go for them,
I'm saying, why would you say something like that?
Yeah, Mr. Linton is talking about...
I'm asking you, why would you say something like that? He brought his stats and he presented something. So why are you saying that he's a drug pusher for... I mean, come on. Sometimes we have to be very, very careful about what we say. 139. It is not necessary. Hello, talk to me. Yes? Yes.
Hi, Matt.
How are you doing? You good?
Sometimes I wonder about Dominicans, though.
Uh-huh.
Did they expect Mr. Linton to make up the statistics in February?
Thank you. Point made.
I mean, did he know how many people would be vaccinated in different countries back in February? Maybe he's a prophet. Maybe they know something about him that we don't.
All right, point well made. 140, you know, it's suggesting that he may be pushing something for NASIF. Come on, guys. I mean, just think before you speak. Hello, talk to me. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, Matt.
Uh-huh.
Deciding your present topic.
Yes.
On my way about half an hour ago.
Right.
In the Link Road, behind the stadium.
Uh-huh.
I stopped my vehicle and picked up an iPhone.
An iPhone?
Yes. And when I packed the phone ring, about receiving the call, it ended. So any owner of that iPhone with proper proof of identification
can check the African brother.
So how long ago you got that iPhone?
It's a little less than an hour.
A little less than
an hour. At the Link Road at the back of the stadium.
Going up to Goodwill or just by...
Yes, going up to Goodwill. Okay. I stopped and picked it up on the road.
Right, so if you lost an iPhone, please... Can we have your number?
285-6182.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, African brother. 141 is the afternoon time. Let's see if we can take a quick break and we'll come back. For the remaining, I'm actually trying to get in touch with Mr. Carlisle John Baptist. Give us a feel of what is going on in Grand Bay. Mr. Ed's funeral would be commencing in about, just say, 18 minutes' time. Stick around.
Ou happy ou tape loan, but after the loan, don't come and groan. Let's seek loan defer or any other malchance bond. Make sure you insure if your insurance company kisa do good if you side by side. Payon kike kite ou day avec you, I come in just now. Messi, come to New India Insurance, upstairs AC Shillingford, our zoo. I mean, these are important questions and they must be asked. What kind of insurance coverage do you get for your house? Leuka Ashe loan, you don't leave insurance to chance. South South Lay, be in control. That is not the same thing like loan. That is something by itself. Kosavini Pale PD professionals could in New India. Yes, just come in. Come in there, could in New India. And talk, partner, talk. Made section. In your book, if only we kosa, le kailite boule ya le kapale kot insurance. Yodi, what? Lawrence? It is insurance, mon dieu. Yodi, there's no Lawrence, yes, sir. Idi, moka du kai mo boule kot insurance, uka di moka Lawrence. Yodi, there's no Lawrence, sir. Telephone 448-4023, then.
Are you looking into buying or building that new home? Unlock the possibilities of home ownership with the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union's First Stride Mortgage Package and enjoy a striking low interest rate of 5.8%. Have no more worries of wondering if you can afford it. With Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, your mortgage needs, you can achieve it. Don't hesitate to take the first stride towards home ownership. Visit any of our branches for more information and apply today.
Good afternoon. Matt, I convey my condolences to Ed Regist and his family. Matt, I'm listening to the mom and you can hear the pain in his mother's voice. Matt, it is not easy for a mother to bury her child. I know it's not an easy time for Ed's mom and the Grand Bay people. But I pray that Ed rest in peace. I also heard the Prime Minister and all the good things he had to say about Ed. Today is not the day to revisit the negative stuff that the same Prime Minister put Ed through. But Matt, I hope he will keep Ed's legacy alive by doing all the things that Ed wanted for his community, that he could have given and he could have done for his community before passing. I hope the Prime Minister will keep Ed Regist and his hard work alive by doing all of the things that Ed wanted for his community and his people. That is the correct way to honor Ed's life and his legacy. Thank you, Matt.
I want to emphasize, maybe I'll talk to a medical professional. There are some men out there who wants to take the vaccine, but are afraid of the needle. So we have to find a way around that. They will not come forward to take the vaccine because they are afraid of that little needle. Yes, Dominica, still have some good and honest people. This young man calling to report a phone he found. An iPhone. Expensive, huh? It may have just gone over our heads. But these little gestures must not go unnoticed. Just thought I would say that. So, African brother, you are sending a very serious message out there, huh? There's still some honest people around. Congratulations, my brother. That message all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Just hoping that this vaccine issue has not become political. Those who are pro-government are for it, and those who are not supporting the government are opposed to it. I wouldn't say that, though. We just said the opposition leader. Would you say that he's for government? I'm for vaccines. Would you say that I support the government? I'm a straight shooter. You see, facts are stubborn things, huh? So you're statement is not founded in facts. Let's take another phone call. Hello, yes.
Hey, what's up, better man?
Hey, my brother, how you doing?
It's a mystical, article, lyrical.
Yes, sir.
You don't know.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people haven't heard me for a while, you know.
For a little while.
I've been pretty much busy doing some projects and so.
Mm-hmm.
And with reference to that phone losing and kind of thing there. A lot of people have lost a lot of phones. I got it for them, and I called them back, let them know I have the phone, and come and pick it up. Because you see, what happened is that the phone is so expensive now that when somebody lost their phone, it's not their fault, but it's supposed to hand over back to them. It's very important. They could have all the good messages on the phone and what have you, the good friends, families, and this kind of thing. So that's very honest of this guy, you know? Yeah, and sincere and cooperative to him. Okay, brother man?
All right, my brother.
One
thank
love,
you, man.
Have a wonderful
one
day.
One love. Just trying to get in contact with my colleague and journalist, Carl John Baptist, who is at the funeral there of Ed Regis. I'll be starting in about a few, maybe 9 minutes' time. Carl John Baptist, what's the mood there in Grand Bay?
Hey, let me say good afternoon to you, Matt. Good afternoon to the listeners.
Yes.
Q95 FM. Solomon Moody in Grand Bay. Just about a minute ago, we just saw the arrival of his Honorable Roosevelt, scared Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica. The program says there that at 1:50, arrival of Honorable Roosevelt Skerritt, Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and Mr. Skerritt. 1:55, arrival of His Excellency Charles A. Saverin, President of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and Mistress Saverin. Then you have the national anthem by Michael Henderson, the entrance hymn with the Canticle of the Sun. Then you have the first reading, which will be done by Nash Mitchell. It's Wisdom 4:7:15, responsorial psalm. Second reading done by Dr. Andy Saint-Hilaire, and you have the gospel collection, the family who prays, offertory, and so on. And it is, I went across, but everything seems to be all set and go. Ed Regis will be laid to rest just alongside Dr. Nicholas Liverpool, just a little above Mr. John Fabian, former parliamentary representative, and former Prime Minister, Mr. Pierre Charles, just above the tomb, right across there. So, the former manager of the Granby Credit Union, Jermaine John Phillips. So they are alongside each other. And like I said to you, everything seems all set and ready to go. I saw the parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, Mr. Hector John, the parliamentary secretaries, the PSs, they are all there, the government ministers, the deputy speaker of the Dominican House of Assembly. They are all there seated already, the various media, Fraternity, DBS, and the Kyrie FM. They are also there. And the parking is very difficult. So you, when you move across from the Granby Plainfield, Matt, and you have to park across a little lower down on the highway, because there's no way you are going to be able to find your way at the top. But everything is all set. At the secret space, there is also a television set, and people are also assembled inside there to get a view of that via the television.
Kalai, a very interesting question, and I'm sure it will be raised again. We were talking protocols, and we heard about 50 people and 60 people and certain numbers. Do we see something like that going on here? Do we see the numbers that we have been respecting for protocols?
We, Matt, in terms of that, it's going to be difficult. As we speak, I just see the arrival of His Excellency the President, Honorable Charles Saverin. He's making his grand entry right now. But this is going to be extremely difficult to be adhered to. But the space that I see there right now can easily take under the tent on the court area there, can easily take at least 200 people, plus the secret space at the top can probably take another 75 people. And of course, you have people on the outside all across there trying to ensure that they get a bird's eye view of what is taking place at this point in time. So as I said to you, we just had the arrival of, which is 5 minutes to 2 o'clock, we just had the arrival of the President of the Commonwealth of Dominica. So in the next 5 minutes or so, you are going to see the casket being closed, and then you are going to see the casket being moved across into the front and for the commencement of the funeral mass. It says here, yes, funeral mass of the late Edward. It's John Fitzgerald Edward Regis.
Very somber, very somber.
It is indeed very somber. And like I said, right now, the arrival of His Excellency the President, again taking his final look, everybody taking the final look of what is going on. As you know, various government ministers, former government ministers, John Colin McIntyre, and I see Miriam Blanchard, the Minister of Sports, and etc. So they are all there, the police contingent who will be the pallbearers. They are also there in full numbers and all dressed in black. And things seem set and ready to go. The various parliamentary secretaries, the various PSs, they are also in attendance. And of course, I'm now seeing former Attorney General Franklin Barron Dept. The national anthem of the Commonwealth of Dominica is now being sung by Michael Henderson. That starts or that signals the commencement of the official proceedings here, the state funeral of the late Edward Regis.
Thank you, Kalai. Thank you. All right, so we were just listening there to the Michael Henderson, one of our top singers there, singing the national anthem as we commence the funeral service of the late Edward Regis. We have 4 more minutes. We're going to take a few more phone calls. Again, Carlisle, thank you very much. Yes?
Yes. Good afternoon to you, Matt.
How are you doing, my brother? How are you?
Not bad at all. Matt, I just heard Carlisle talk about the presence of DBS and Kyrie. Was Q95 invited?
I may think so, but I don't know what's the... I'll talk to programmer to find out why we are not present at this time.
I know about the isolation policy of this government. And Matt, I end up on an argument about whether or not the opposition leader supported vaccination or not. Time and time again, you have heard the opposition leader. The leader of the opposition has made several appearances on our radio talk show, The Workers' Voice. And I blame the media to an extent. It's heartbreaking, you know. The opposition leader has repeatedly said that, you know, he supports, you know, vaccination. I mean, we should get vaccinated. And up to Friday, you know, 2 young persons met me and they asked me, why is it that the leader of the opposition had taken his vaccine and he's telling people not to take the vaccine? I said, where did you all get that? And, you know, they told me it's on Kyrie FM, you know. And that is what these people do. They try to poison young people.
Propaganda.
Propaganda, but not so much. Last week, the opposition leader was on the radio, and I think that was news, you know, when he said, you know, he's the opposition, he's ready now to work with government so that we can put that COVID thing behind our back. Let's put a master plan and let's see how we can work it out, both opposition and government. And that did not make news, and I think that was newsworthy. Where are our journalists? These people are poisoning Dominica, and I have a feeling, Matt, if you see that vaccine was the cure for COVID, I suspect maybe workers people would be isolated as well. Have a good afternoon.
All right, thank you very much. Protocol has to be adhered to, no matter what. So somebody's saying that Carlisle must wheel and come again. He's just basically saying what he saw. It's going to be very difficult in a community like Granby to follow protocols. So we can wrap it up with one final phone call and move to Dig Yourself. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Matt, good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Good afternoon to you.
The guy who got the cell phone and brought it,
we need
to commend him.
Uh-huh.
We need to commend him, and we have to be each other's keeper. I think we need to see more of that. Because you see, that if I lost my phone, I would want somebody to give it to me.
Right.
And if somebody lost their phone, you want the other person to be free. You can't take what is not yours. And I want to commend him. He could have, it's an expensive phone, as you rightly say. He could have taken the phone and taken the SIM card and so. But what will it profit him? I think we need more of that in Dominica. And I commend him. I'm very proud of him, Matt. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's the way we go for today, October 20. And in the next few seconds, we will, of course, join Dig Yourself.
Newest line of lubricants, Valvoline, America's first branded motor oil. Valvoline has been formulating and improving motor oil longer than any other brand. From the world's first racing oil to the world's first synthetic blend, Valvoline has been trusted in engines around the world for over 150 years. Make the switch today. Choose Valvoline, the original motor oil. At Auto Trade, we only recommend the best in quality because at Auto Trade, it's more than a vehicle. It's a relationship. Valvoline Lubricants, now distributed by Auto Trade.